You are on the stream.
All right. All right. So here we go. They're going to take the roll. So, Aaron?
Here.
Okay. Alexander?
Here.
Okay. Beaton? Brown? Please read full names. Jim Brown. Bill Campisi. Adriana Casnave.
Mute. If I'm not, I'm here.
Adriana, thank you. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Okay. Catherine Davis.
Present.
Okay. Benito Diaz. Ron DeGano.
Present.
Okay. Jan Goodman.
Present.
Serena Jacobs.
Present.
Okay. Ken Lawford.
Present.
Robert Mark.
Present.
Okay. And Serene Roberts?
Present.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Hazir.
Okay. Nancy Soden? Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Naki Tanaka is here. Kemba Shibanda? Andrea Turner. Maskira Washington.
Here.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go back and see. Let's see. So, David Beaton, Jim Brown, excuse me?
You are mentioning people that are not directors, and you are not mentioning that
director. Bill Campisi, Benito Diaz. Kemba Shibanda? Andrea Turner? Well, we have 15 at the moment. I'm sure that people will sign on as they come along.
Okay, and they can make you aware, but we do have quorum. I'm going to start the meeting.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Thursday, March 23rd meeting of the Pacifica National Board. I'm Jonathan Alexander, the chair, and I'm convening this meeting at 5:39 p.m. Pacific time, 8:39 p.m. Eastern time.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Is there anything?
Robert took a point of order also. Can anyone hear me?
Oh. Everyone can be heard quite well, thank you. Ms. Casanave, what is your point of order?
You are asking me, Mr. Chair?
Again, Ms. Casanave, what is your point of order? Can you hear me, Adriana?
When I'm talking. I cannot hear what you are saying, Mr. Chair. Are you talking to me or are you interrupting me?
I'm asking you What is your point of order?
Jonathan, I can hear you very distorted.
I don't understand.
Okay, then I will speak quieter. Let's try this.
Adriana, what is your point of order?
My point of order, this is a breach. It's a violation of the Pacifica Foundation by law, Article 6, Section 3, Telephone Meeting, and Section 4, Notice. And this is a breach of the Pacifica by law Foundation. It's a violation, and this meeting is illegal in the notice. And we don't have, according to the system that I received from the information from the secretary, we are not allowed to, like he's saying here, the board of directors need to have the means to communicate with the whole board without anybody being mute or specifically, you know, hearing a mouth as well. This is not legal. And the meeting, the notice of the meeting is illegal. And I noticed the 20 somebody put an executive.
Katia, you can only raise one point of order at a time. So what was your first point of order? And I will address that, please. What I heard was your point of order in regards to the Maestro system that we are implementing this evening. And the purpose of this system is so that everyone can be heard equally as pursuant to the bylaws. That is the purpose of this. Thank you very much. Ms. Roberts, you have a point of
order. I do, but I thought Adriana said she had two. Did I...
You can't just call multiple points of order at a time. You can call one. In the past meetings, we have lost a lot of time on points of order, quite a few of which were dilatory, and so we will do things differently. I'm listening to your point of order now.
I actually wish to challenge your ruling on the previous point of order before I make my point of order.
Wasn't a ruling, but I'm explaining the way things are going forward this evening because we have spent several hours of each meeting on points of order, and that has not allowed everyone to be heard. It has obstructed the foundation's business, so things will be done quite differently this evening. Thank you.
I have a parliamentary.
And so, points of order, it would be very helpful.
Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me?
We can all hear you quite well. We can always hear you. No one's phone's muted just yet. You said that you had a point of parliamentary procedure. Is that correct?
Mansour to be added to stack.
Okay. And Jen Goodman was before you. Incidentally, we have two timekeepers, Mansour and Sabrina, have volunteered to be our timekeepers. Mansour, you will be keeping time on speakers. Sabrina,
okay.
You will be keeping time on items events. I will.
Is that 90 seconds? Is that 90 seconds? Okay.
That is correct. And I will expect the timekeepers to let me know when we approach the end of an item, Sabrina. So 2 minutes prior to reaching the end of an item, I'll need you to let me know. And Serene, you had a challenge to the chair to my
left. I have a parliamentary inquiry. I have a question about the procedure.
What is your question about the procedure?
Okay. I heard Director Katsunev make a point of order, and I heard you respond, but you're saying that your response was not a ruling. My understanding is that when there's a point of order, the chair rules one way or the other, either not well taken or well taken. So, what do you think you did in that last...
I'm explaining how the system is working. And you all received email instructions as to how the system is working.
I'm sorry. You're not answering
okay.
what I'm asking.
Just to clarify for you, Ms. Roberts. Her point of order was not well taken. If you wish to challenge that, so that is your ruling.
Yeah. Then I do wish to challenge. But when I said that before,
that is my
ruling.
And let me finish answering. Since you have a question of parliamentary procedure, let me explain how we will proceed. If you challenge my ruling, we will have two speakers for and two speakers against. If that many people wish to speak to it, it will not be debatable. You'll have 90 seconds to speak, and we'll move on quite quickly. Do you wish to challenge my ruling, Ms. Roberts?
That's fine. Oh, what is all that stuff? Oh, do we have a parliamentarian on the phone?
I'm sorry.
It's
that's
a question.
That's because there are people sitting all the way outside. I can't control that. Is that a yes or a no?
That. Well, I believe you're
correct. Just a moment. I've got to start the noise for you.
Oh, wait. Stop. Oof. Can you, like, back away from your mic or something? It's really bad when you speak. My understanding of Robert's rules is that when there is a challenge to the chair speaks. Any member may speak once, and then the chair may speak at the end. Why are we deviating from the process? That's why I was asking
if we already passed the motion last week, and if you wish to speak against my ruling, I suggest that you speak against my ruling now. You have 90 seconds.
The bylaws require that all directors at all times be able to speak freely without pressing a button on a screen, mind you, that I understand can be shared with the whole board, but has not been shared with the whole board, so that no one else can determine who, in fact, is asking your permission to speak. This system, implementing this system, is a violation of the bylaws. Adriana gave the citation earlier. This is the same discussion we had last week. This is a blatant. This is not discretionary, no interpretation is required. This is a blatant violation of the bylaws with regard to the use of telephonic meetings by the Pacifica National Board. I believe as such it would also be a violation of the CPB rules with regard to our requirement to hold open meetings, because you're essentially putting directors in a position of either participating in a meeting that they know violates the bylaws or of not participating in the meetings, thereby forcing us to breach our fiduciary responsibility. And I think that's terribly irresponsible.
10 seconds. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I was doing the 90 seconds time.
Absolutely, and you did a very good job.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, in that case, I have 10 seconds. Excuse me, he said...
Time was over.
Sabrina shouted out time, and Mansour said 10 seconds. Both cannot be perfect.
Because my timekeepers are working as a team, as we all will be this evening. And if you need to finish your thought, Ms. Roberts, it's fine. Please go ahead. Ms. Roberts, if you need to finish your thought, you may take 10 seconds more.
I don't know what planet you're on. That this behavior is so...
10 seconds.
10 seconds. I think I have 5 already there, members.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Roberts. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak against the ruling of the chair?
Okay. Apparently, I don't know. I can't hear anything. Complete silence for the first time on the call. Somebody's playing with their button.
I know. We hear you perfectly fine, Ms. Roberts. Okay, apparently no one else wishes to speak. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak against the ruling of the chair? You have 90 seconds. 2 for and 2 against.
I'm being muted.
If not, I will make my final statement and we will move to a vote quite quickly.
I cannot speak. I'm being muted.
Well, I can hear you, Judith.
If you wish to be recognized, you will have to press buttons on your phone. Ms.
Robert Martin,
you are being heard quite well. Mr. Mark?
You are talking to me, Mr. Chair?
No, I'm not speaking to you, Ms. Casanev, and you do not have the floor. Mr. Mark, I believe that you wish to be recognized?
Yes. I would like to speak, I guess, in favor of the ruling of the chair against the point of order.
Yes, sir. You have 90 seconds. Thank you.
Robert's Rules of Order is created for the purpose of creating an orderly meeting. This point of order seems to suggest that all people can talk all at once at all times at a meeting. The system that's been put in place allows complete and free communication to allow people to get the floor. If it's working, I asked to get the floor for this with the button, and it didn't work, so I verbally asked to speak. But it would seem to me that the chaos would ensue if the member is suggesting that all people ought to be able to talk to all members at all times. People are only allowed to speak when the chair calls upon them. And it sounds to me like the member is advocating for a system that allows people to just drone on and on and on when they haven't been recognized by the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Mark. Is there an Adriana? I see you have a point of information. Ms. Casanev, what is your point of information?
Now, Mr. Chair, I was from the beginning trying to challenge your ruling of my point of order, and obviously nobody could hear me. Obviously somebody worked the magic and opened the mic again. This is illegal. I already sent an email, Article 6, Section 3,
My understanding that now you're speaking against my ruling. Ms. Casanev, you are using 90 seconds. I just want you to be aware of how much time you have to speak.
The board has the means to verify this. This is my point of order, and you rule against, and you didn't let me even defend my own point of order. And obviously, somebody already mute me again. Okay? This is totally illegal, sir.
Okay, that's two against my ruling. Do we have one more person speaking to uphold the ruling of the chair?
Mr. Chair, point of procedure, if I may.
Who is that speaking?
Mansoor.
Yes, sir. What is your point of procedure?
May I ask, since we're keeping track of 90 seconds, those who will speak when they are done before 90 seconds, if they could say that they are finished, then we know that I stopped the time.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
And now we have time for one more speaker, if they wish, to speak to uphold the ruling of the chair. Otherwise, we would go to a vote. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak?
Okay, let's go to the vote.
Thank you. Mr. Secretary, Aki Tanaka, will you please go to the vote?
Someone's asking for a point of information, Jonathan.
No, it's not
here. Right now, we are going to a vote. Mr. Secretary, you are the only person who has the floor. And the...
So this is voting to support the point of chair... Adriana Casanova challenged the use of the Microsoft, I think the intercept conference system, and I think that the chair basically ruled against us. It was basically voting to support the ruling of the chair at the moment. to go along with the current system. So, let's see.
Yes. I vote yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. So David Beaton, Jim Brown?
No.
Okay. Bill Campitos is here. Adriana Casnaves?
No. I'm mute or I can vote?
I can't hear you.
Are all the directors to vote? Are all the directors able to vote?
I'm sorry. I'll come back to you here.
Mr. Secretary, yes. If I may, please repeat the name of people. Please repeat the name of the people and their vote when they voted.
Okay. Jim Brown voted no. Two candidates are here. Adriana Casnaves.
Voted no unless at a mute.
Okay. Adriana voted no. Bill Folger?
Yes.
Folger votes yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine Davis votes yes. Benito Diaz? Benito Diaz? Okay, I'll get back to you. Ron Begano?
Yes.
Ron Begano is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Jacobs is yes. Rolfo?
Yes. Yes.
Rolfo is yes. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark votes yes.
Robert Mark is yes. Serene Roberts?
Absolutely not. Why would I vote to break the bylaws?
Okay. Mansoor Sabah.
Mansoor Sabah votes yes to keep up the bylaws.
Sabah votes yes. Nancy Soldan?
No.
Soldan votes no. Alex Steinberg?
Absolutely yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Shibanda? Okay. Turner, Andrea Turner. Mosquita, Washington.
Absolutely no.
Okay. So we're going to go back. Let's see here. So right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 11 yes, 5 no, and 6 are voting.
6 muted.
Point of order.
The lot of us muted.
Robert,
11 yes, Robert 5 no. So the, okay.
Point of order and the points of information. Should be related to the next item on the agenda. We are on the third item on the agenda, which is minutes approval. Ms. Roberts, did you have a point of order in relation to the approval of the minutes?
Mr. Chair, I had a point of order at
Sorry.
The beginning.
You heard
Adriana?
Just a moment. I misspoke. I apologize. What I meant to say was that the next item is number 2. Which will be agenda approval, but first we need to ask for excused absences. We're going to move in an orderly procedure here, and again, your point of order and
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Ruby Bacon, what is your point of order related to, Ms. Roberts?
This is a continuation breach of the bylaws to have David Beaton and Mansoor Sabah counted as Pacifica board members. They were not properly elected. using some sort of alternative facts by seating people, by allowing people to vote who were not on the PNB during the affiliate election. David Beaton was, somehow there's some miracle tabulation by which he got a seat. And Mansoor Sabah cannot possibly be on the PNB replacing Sharon Brown, because neither the PNB has had an opportunity to vote, nor has the local board or delegates assembly, whichever hat you folks are wearing. And actually, you should recuse yourself on the point of Sharon Brown, since you voted against her locally. But neither the PNB nor the LSB has observed the proper policy procedure to remove her from the board. So how her substitute is here and voting and speaking out of turn without being called on it by the chair, of course, in giving directions to the secretary is unclear to me. I believe we all are violating the bylaws in a number of ways.
Your point is not well taken. In fact, there's something that you need to understand here. What you made just now were 2 points of order, and you're going to have to make 1 point of order at a time. But that's okay, because I heard both of your points of order. In the matter regarding David Beaton, that was taken care of and disposed of last meeting. And the next item, well, the first item on the agenda after the housekeeping will be the matter of the Sharon Brown revote. So at that time, it will be in order for you to raise your point of order for that. So not a problem. We will get to that. Moving right along right now, are there any excused absences?
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
What ruling is that, Adriana? I'm sorry, Ms. Catherine.
I don't know. This is your answer. When you hear a point of order and you said that it's not well taken, you read the or you repeat what you
said. I'm currently dealing with the point of order. Okay.
You think, and then I'm challenging you.
Ms. Kachanev, restate your objection to my ruling, please.
Mr. Chair, you ruling the point of order that Ms. Serene Roberts, you said that wasn't well taken, and I challenge your ruling. What is not clear about it, sir?
Is there a second?
Federico.
And again, just to be clear, this is in regards to the David Beaton situation has been asked and answered. That's not on the table here. And again, you're going to do 1 point of order at a time. If you want to challenge my ruling, and it's been done, it's not debatable at all, we'll move to an immediate vote on that. Thank you for seconding Benito Diaz. Mr. Secretary, record that Benito Diaz has seconded that, and we will now move to a vote. Mr. Secretary.
There are no points of order.
You're out of order. It is not debatable. We are now moving to a vote, period. Mr. Secretary, right now.
Can I ask Mr. Chair, Nancy Sorden?
You can cut up.
No.
Sorry, that wasn't for you guys.
So, let's see. Okay. So, could I ask, Jonathan, what are we voting on?
No problem. The point of order,
Jonathan.
Yes, Mr.
Okay,
can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, it was really bad at the beginning, so.
Okay.
So what we've
sorry about that. There was a challenge to my ruling in regards to the Sharon Brown issue.
Okay.
And that is on the agenda, item number 4. I ruled that that point of order is out of order because it's not germane to what's going on right now. And it's coming up on the agenda. Points of order to something that's coming up on the agenda, I see them as dilatory and a waste of time. And I'll state again, we aren't going to waste a lot of time with points of order this meeting. So right now, you're going to go ahead and take a vote. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. So we'll start off with the mosquito.
I don't know what I'm voting on. I have no idea.
No, okay. I think that Jonathan just said that. Eliana challenged the point of order. She made a point of order that the issue with the Sharon Brown sitting is excluding her is improper. And the chair ruled that that issue is coming up on item 4. So raising that point at this point is out of order. So if you're voting yes, you're voting to say that it's out of order at the moment. You say no, then you're saying that the point is, of order is well taken. So that's what we're voting on.
No.
Okay. Sandra is not here. Chibanga is still not here. Aki Tanaka votes yes. Alex Steinberg. Alex Steinberg. Nancy Sorden. Oh, sorry.
Can you hear me?
Alex Steinberg. Alex Steinberg.
I vote in favor of the ruling of the chair.
Okay. So Nancy Sorden.
Hello, can you hear me?
Nancy.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
You
couldn't hear me before. I've been trying to get the floor before the vote started. You couldn't hear me before.
Order, please. We can hear you now. Please.
You had everybody muted. I heard you say silence everyone.
I mean silence everyone, and you're still speaking. You're out of order.
Okay. Nancy Sorden, please. Say again, Nancy Sorden.
I said no.
Okay, all right, very good. So, Mansoor Sorden is no. Mansoor Sabah?
I vote with the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Sabah is yes. Serene Bavitz? Serene Bavitz?
First of all, it's not that an appeal.
There is no debate during a vote.
This is illegal. This is illegal.
And that is a public warning. There is no debate during a vote.
Robert,
the secretary has the floor.
Robert Mark.
Sabrina.
No, this is Andrea.
No,
Andrea. How are you, Andrea?
Robert Mark votes yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Sure.
If you are not kidding, you will mute your phone, or I will.
Andrea Turner came on. Okay. So, all right. So, Ken Walker?
Yes, upholding the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Wolfer is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes. Uphold the ruling of the chair.
Jacobson, yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Ron Regano?
Yes.
Regano is yes. Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Bill Folger?
Yes.
Folger is yes. Adriana Katnaev? Adriana?
You cannot hear my voice. That's wonderful. That's proof. And we'll have a lawyer now taping all of this. It's proof that you don't want to take my vote. I vote no. I vote no. And you are muted.
Okay.
These outbursts during votes will not be tolerated. Everyone will have a fair chance to speak when everyone is respectful of others.
Okay. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. And let's see, Peter is not here. Helen, good, Helen?
Yes, I uphold the ruling of the chair.
So Helen is yes. Let me go back to, let's see, Andrea, you came in the middle of the vote, so I don't think you approved of what we're voting on, right?
Not your fault.
What's that?
No, I can't. So I'm abstaining for right now. Thank you.
Okay.
Till I find out. Till I catch up. Okay. Thank
okay.
You.
All right. Sorry
to be late.
You
no
go with break, break, or you don't.
So let me go back to. I'm just going to go back to Serene Roberts. Let me get your vote.
Absolutely not. This is crazy and a violence.
Okay. And,
I'm going to caution every member on this board. Commentary during the vote is unnecessary and will not be tolerated any further. We will work to
Okay, Jonathan Alexander, what is your vote now?
Jonathan? The chair votes to uphold my ruling.
Okay. All right. So... at the moment, it's two. Okay, so... so it's 12 yes, 6 no, 2 not voting, and 1 abstention at the moment. So Andrea is the abstention, so, okay. So anyway, we uphold the ruling of the chair. All right. So...
okay. Noted, Mr. Secretary. That motion passed. Okay, the ruling is upheld. Are there any excused absences? Thank you. Hearing none, we are now on item 3. We are now on item 3, minutes approval. Are there any objections to the approval of the minutes?
Yes. Can you hear me with my point of information, Mr. Chair, or I'm muted again?
I can hear you loud and clear. Is your point of information pertaining to agenda approval?
I'm sorry, sir, but I ask a repeating of the vote, the yes and the no from the secretary. I'm saying that's asking wrong because nobody can understand what I'm asking for. You say
I can hear you. However, we're not going to spend time with him restating all the votes like we did in previous meetings. However, to be sure that you do understand, Mr. Secretary, simply state the number of yes, the number of no's, and the number of abstentions. And I would ask that in the future, take note of this. In the event that it was a close vote, I would be required to have him read it out again. But in the interest of time and getting through with the very important business that we will conduct this evening, he is going to simply state the yeses, the noes, and the abstentions. And before he does, I'll remind you all that we will stay on this meeting 3 hours after midnight Eastern time, if that's what it takes to get business conducted, if you wish to waste time. Mr. Secretary, how many yeas and nays?
Yeah, 12 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention, and 3 people not present.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. We are now on item number 2. I misspoke a moment ago. But I'm clear now, and everyone listen. We are on item number 2. It's agenda approval. We have 30 minutes for that item. Sabrina, you're my timekeeper. You have 30 minutes for that item. Let me know when we're a couple of minutes before the end of time. And is there anyone who objects to the agenda as it is? And I'll remind you, there is only one item on the agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Cassidy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you tell me how could it be that we have 22 votes when we have directors that are not directors anymore? Don't you think that it's a little fishy that we have 22 votes?
Your point of information is out of order. Ms. Vice Chair, did you say something?
Yeah, we've already gone over this item. We went over it last meeting. We went over the meeting before. We need to just close this out once and for all. What do we need to do to
thank
do
you
that?
Thank you very much. Your point is very well taken. We will move along. We are now on item 2, agenda approval. That point of information, again, I will state for the record, Mr. Secretary, was out of order. The question on the floor now, is there anyone who objects to the approval of this one item, this one non-debatable item on the agenda?
Robert Mark, request for information?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mark.
Where is this agenda? I haven't seen an agenda today.
Me neither.
I'm sure Aki sent out the agenda. I have a copy here, however. If he has a moment, he can resend it. Just to answer your question, however, Mr. Marks, the open session agenda has item number 4, which is the non-debatable revote from several meetings ago. Item number 5, we will then recess to close session at a time certain of 9:30 Eastern time, which is in 10 minutes, and then we will move on to the closed session. Does that answer your question, Mr. Mark?
Bob Mark?
Yes, Mr. Mark, does that answer your question? You have the floor.
Bob Mark, I sent the agendas on March 20th at 11 p.m. If you look at March 20th at 11 p.m., I send that to the PMD director, so you should be able to find that.
Please send it again.
I sent the agendas on March 20th at 11 p.m. Pacific time so that you should be able to get your agendas if you go back to your mail. Because I sent it to the PMD.
This is Grace Aaron for the staff. Okay. I have the floor. I would like to call for the orders of the day. We have already used up all our time for just about 4 minutes approval and agenda approval. I move that we go directly to the revote agenda item number 4, or we go immediately to the agenda approval vote, either up or down, and then go to a minutes approval for a few minutes and then go directly to agenda item 4, and then adjourn to closed session, which has a time certain of 9:30.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, so move.
Point of order.
And point of information.
I'm going to ask that your point of order be sent in writing. Mr. Diaz, do you have a point of information that pertains to the agenda?
Wait a second.
I'll remind everyone, because I'm hearing a lot of points of order and a lot of points of information right now, and this is how other meetings got off track, not this one. And so, if necessary, everyone will send in their points of order. Mr. Diaz, if you have a point of information related to this motion, what is your question?
I have a point of information about the agenda.
Yes, sir. What is your question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Wait, I'm sorry. You said it was about the agenda? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you correctly, sir. Did you say it was about the agenda?
Mr. Chair, just like Robert Mark had a question about the agenda, I also have a question about the agenda.
What is your question?
Thank you.
Don't yell at me.
Understand. Can I speak?
You have 90 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, someone's interrupting, so that's why I have to ask the question. So if I look at the agenda, number six and number seven, am I to understand that that's in a closed session or an open session?
That's a very good question. That is in open session. If you look, it says just above that, it says adjourn to closed session, time certain 6:30 Eastern time, which is 6 short minutes away. And we're going to adjourn at 6:30 Eastern time to go to the closed session. So, yes, what you read is correct. Thank you. And if that was your question has been answered by the print in front of you.
Mr. Chair, do I understand then that the IED report and the committee composition motion are in open session? Hello?
You're correct. And the call for the orders of the day is not debatable. If you don't wish to do that, please do vote against it. Mr. Secretary, it's now time for a vote.
Okay.
Mr. Secretary, we're going to go to a vote on the agenda.
Okay. All right, so this is the agenda approval. All right. So we'll go from the top again. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay. So, Jim Brown, all right, Adriana Kasnaev.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Adriana Kasnaev. I can hear you, Adriana Kasnaev. We're voting on the agenda.
You mute me. That's why you cannot hear me.
I can hear you. Are you going to hear? Okay. Bill Closure?
Yes.
Closure votes yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz votes no. Juan de Grana?
Yes.
Grana votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs votes yes. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Lofer votes yes. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Serene Roberts?
Serene Roberts?
bogus. Everything about this meeting is bogus and violent.
Will Gregor come back to you? Mansoor Sabah?
Mansoor Sabah votes yes.
Sabah votes yes. Okay. Nancy Soden? Nancy Soden? Is Nancy still on?
We are all being mute. You're always speaking that way.
Nancy, I see you here, but what is Nancy saying? Okay, I'll get back to you. Alex Steinberg?
Alex Steinberg votes yes.
Alex Steinberg votes yes. Haki Tanaka votes yes. Andrea Turner? Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. And Turner votes yes. Mesquita Washington?
No.
Okay. Washington votes no. Go back to the top. Jonathan Alexander?
Chair votes yes.
Alexander votes yes. Go back to Jim Brown?
Jim Brown? No.
Jim Brown votes no. Okay. Adriana Kasnev?
Before or after muting me, sir?
I just want to know if you want to vote or approve the agenda.
Sir, you cannot do that. I'm not hearing me when I need to speak.
Adriana, this
is your third warning. If you wish to vote by saying yes, no, or I abstain, or even present not voting, you have that right. You do not have the right to disrupt this meeting with commentary and insults during the vote, Mr. Secretary.
You have right to
so, Serene, Serene Roberts?
That is not Serene your right, Roberts. Sir.
Okay, thank
that
you,
is your
Serene report. Roberts.
Everything
right.
About this is bogus, so of course
all
I
right.
Support bogusness.
Okay, yes, you saw that?
Mr. Roberts,
yes, you saw it.
You've all been warned.
Nancy Soden? Okay. I don't hear anything from Nancy Soden here.
No, Mr. Secretary, I do see the list of people here. She does appear to be on the line. If for any reason, any member, this is for all 22 people listening, if for any reason any member feels that their call has been dropped, it takes a moment to dial back, the same way we had to do last year. One of the reasons why we have chosen this system that was suggested by Michael Novick is because this system provides us with a lot less dropouts. Would you please state the tally of the vote, Mr. Secretary?
Sure.
Oh, sorry.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think he's finished. I think we still have a few more people to vote.
Okay. Okay, so this is all we have. We have 13 yes, 3 no, 3 not voting, 3 not present, and 1 missing in action. I couldn't get to Nancy Soden. She was on before, but she's not on at the moment. So 4 not voting, 4 not present, I mean.
Someone could go ahead and send Nancy an email just in case she's having a technical problem. We're all about solving technical problems. And now, let's see here.
The agenda is approved.
Now it's
13. Yeah.
Okay, that's 13. Yes.
If Nancy, yeah, 13, yes, 3 no, 2 not voting, 3 not present, and 1 person, Nancy. It's also not present at the moment. So,
well,
four not present.
Not understand that my vote was no because I do not support the entirely bogus operation.
Well, Shireen speaking?
They need to. Don't worry. They need to.
Mudrakic, if that was you, you are completely out of order, and this feels like about
okay.
a third warning.
Well, I'm going to add to
right now
to four.
Hang on.
Well, anyway. All right, so the vote
is the only person on the floor. That is the tally. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Now, we are on item number three, which has a time of 5 minutes. Sabrina, if you could, because we have approved the agenda, we are now on item three, which is minutes approval. That's 5 minutes for that.
5 minutes, you got it. Go ahead.
Okay, and now vote. Mr. Secretary, we're going to now vote on the approval of the minutes. Is there anyone there who objects to the approval of these minutes?
What point of information? What minutes?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Well, this
Mr.
is a
Secretary,
minute.
Sent the minutes
sure.
along.
Yeah, this is a minute that was, this is a minute that was sent a couple of days ago regarding the March 16th open session minutes.
Thank you very much, Aki. And Ms. Cassinev, you said that you had a point of order.
We're voting.
Oh, good. Can you hear me? Good.
We only deal with the vote.
Are you sure that I can
speak? I'm sorry. No, just a moment, Ms. Cassinev, and thank you for asking. Are we still in the middle of a vote, Sabrina? Sabrina Jacobs, you have the floor.
You're in the middle of a vote.
What am I going to order, sir?
Thank you.
You don't get a point of order.
Ms. Cassinev, orders of the day, listen to me. Order, please. Orders of the day have been called. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Only votes are in order. I lost track, forgive me, but I'm... got my notes together here. Orders of the day have already been called. That was the motion that went. Thank you for reminding me. And so now that's why we are in the middle of a vote. And we are now voting on the approval of the agenda. Mr. Secretary, you know...
No, minutes.
Sorry, the approval of the minutes. Pardon me. Approval of the minutes. And Mr. Secretary, you know what to do. Please proceed.
Okay. All right. So this is the minutes. So, Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay. So, David, you can hear Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Okay. So, Adriana Castaneda? Give us a minute. Adriana Castaneda?
If you don't let me speak.
Adriana.
Don't be
I can hear you. Adriana.
You are Adriana.
You have yes or no.
We are in the middle of a vote. Order. We are in the middle of a vote. You
okay.
may speak to vote. Period.
Bill Closure. Bill Closure?
Yes.
Closure, yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
Benito? Minutes of which date?
16th, my last one, my 16th.
Okay, no.
The last, no, okay. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yeah. Listen.
Sabrina Jacobs passed. Okay. Ken Lawson?
Yes.
Yes.
What's that?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Ken Lawson?
Yes.
Lawson is yes. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark votes yes.
Mark is yes. Sabine Roberts?
Nope.
Okay. No. Okay. Mansoor Sabah. Mansoor Sabah votes yes. Sabah is yes. Nancy Sultan? I guess Nancy didn't come back home. Alex Steinberg.
I vote yes.
Steinberg is yes. Aki Tanaka votes yes. Kenber is not on. Andrea Turner?
Yeah.
Turner is yes. Mosquita Washington?
No.
Mosquita?
No.
Okay, Mosquita is no. All right. Jonathan Alexander? Okay, chair votes yes. All right. So I go back to, okay. So I still don't see.
We're done with that. We've hit the 5-minute mark. We're done with that. So, move on.
So 13 yes.
Thank you.
4 no. 3 not present. And 1, Nancy is not present also, so 4, not, let's see, hang on a minute. 1, 4. Oh, so Adriana had to come back to you. Adriana, that's a vote I don't have. Adriana Castaneda? Adriana, what is your vote?
How do you think? Yes, ask the people to unmute me.
Adriana, how do you vote? Adriana,
liars.
You have a vote? Are you going to vote?
Liars!
Okay, Adriana, I don't have a vote for you. Okay, so I'm going to put you as not voting. All right.
Mr. Secretary, go ahead a minute, please. Ms. Kashinev, this is your third warning. I'm sorry, your fourth warning. Voting is for voting. You say yes, no, I abstain, present but not voting. No need to be insultory and dilatory in this manner. Dilatory behavior will not be tolerated. And now we thank you, Mr. Secretary, and we are now on the next item of the agenda. Ms. Jacobs, the next item has 15 minutes. And we are already called orders of the day, so we don't actually have 15 minutes on it. However, this item is a revote of the point of order of the 216-17 motion. There is no debate on this. We will move directly to a vote. I will first state what we are voting on. Listen carefully. As a roll call vote in the meeting of the chair regarding Mansoor replacing Sharon Brown was flawed as a ruling that Mr. Sabah could not vote. It was decided after he voted, which was a mistake. Therefore, it be moved that the entire vote on this point of order be retaken as the first order of business in the next meeting. We pass that 12 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention, and 2 not voting. Which is why at this point in time, we will now vote on that. If you vote yes, yes, to support the ruling of the chair, then Mansoor Sabah will replace Sharon Brown as the fourth PMB representative of KPFK. If you vote no, not to support the chair's ruling, then the matter shall, who shall be the PMB rep of KPFK will be sent back to the KPFK delegates for them to decide who will represent them on the Pacifica National Board. Mr. Secretary, we'll now go to the vote. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, point of
information.
Robert,
just a point of information.
I need you to state your name. Robert, thank you, Mr. Marks. What is your point of privilege?
Robert's with a point of information.
Yes. My point is, I think that the last mix-up with Ms. Casanay's vote was not that she was trying to argue during the vote, but that she didn't think that you could hear us because the secretary never acknowledged and said, yes, we can hear you. What is your vote? And I would suggest in all future votes that that should be done.
Could just repeat the end, that what should be done?
That the secretary, well, when someone is being called upon to vote and they're talking, can you hear me? I'm muted. That when the person is called upon to vote and you hear their voice anywhere on the stream, that you respond to them by saying, yes, I can hear you. What is your vote?
Well, that is exactly what I said.
We will discuss that at a later time,
okay,
but your point is well taken. Right now, Mr. Secretary, I'm going to need you to, because orders of the day have already been called. We are well past the time certain. And therefore, we are moving to a vote. Thank you.
Grace, well, how do you vote on item 4, this current motion? Grace Allen?
I vote yes. Sorry, my phone.
Okay, Allen is yes. Beaton is not here. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. Adriana? Casanova? Adriana Casanova?
Sure.
How do you vote? No? Okay. Thank you.
Can you see?
Bill Crozier? Bill Crozier?
Crozier votes yes to sustain the chair.
Okay, Crozier votes yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes, to sustain the chair.
Okay, Davis votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz votes no. Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Garner votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes, to sustain the ruling of the chair. We're not sustaining the chair. We're sustaining the ruling of the chair.
Well, we're voting on that motion. Okay.
Okay.
Sabrina Jacobs?
No, it's a meeting.
Sabrina Jacobs? What?
Yes,
Sabrina?
Yes.
Okay, really? Jacobs is yes. Ken Lawford?
Yes.
Ken Lawford is yes. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Serene Roberts?
I don't understand how this there can be no debate on something that's a month old.
Okay. Nancy Soden?
Yes, absolutely nuts. We should not do this without...
Ms. Roberts, you will be muted. This is your fourth warning.
Okay. Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Steinberg yes. Is yes. Aki Tanaka is yes. Andrea Turner?
No, director's insurance will be really good.
Hello?
And Turner is no. Mosquito?
No.
Mosquito is no. Okay. So, Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Alexander is yes. All right. So, Serene, I'm going to come back to you.
And the fact that there's no debate on something that's a month old. Oh, you're muted.
Well, this is it. Well, just
saying no.
Everyone be quiet. Everyone, Mr. Secretary, everyone be quiet. Order right now. I'm going to speak.
All right.
Ms. Roberts, this is your fourth warning. These outbursts are dilatory and they are a direct problem in finishing the foundation's business. But again, we're going to continue tonight. The reason why we're not voting on this is because we have debated it ad nauseum. You may speak to vote, Mr. Secretary. You will finish the vote when this vote is done. We're going to adjourn. Please proceed.
Okay, so only, well, right now the result is 11 yes, 5 no, 5 not present, and 1 not voting. Okay?
You mean, right?
Very clearly. That I absolutely do not support the bogus ruling of a bogus chair on a bogus motion.
Point of order, Rhonda Garner, Mr. Chair, please.
Yes, Ms. Garner.
Why don't you stand up for the right vote?
Ms. Roberts, you are being called to order. This is your fifth warning. You will not insult the chair. You will speak. You will treat every member of this body with their due respect. And thank you for your vote. State the tally, Mr. Secretary.
It is 11 yes, 5 no, 5 not present, and 1 not vote, 1 no vote.
Thank you very much. It is now time to recess to close session.
Okay, so I guess the screening has to stop then, right?
Correct. I will alert Otis to stop.